Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was an altercation in the Capitol, and this is predictable. It involves Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mistress Margie, the dominatrix, also known as the she-wolf of the QAnon right. She is the one that has advocated the assassination of Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. Nancy Pelosi by shooting her in the head, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton by hanging them. And she's still there. She's the one who says that the massacres that happened at Sandy Hook of those first graders who were gunned down and out in Las Vegas in the movie theater were all staged. They didn't happen. They were just designed to attack the Second Amendment. And she pursued David Hogg, who's one of the students at Parkland High School who watched his classmates get gunned down. He was asked to come to Washington to talk about it to the Congress. And she kept pursuing him. She walked up right behind him and get in his face and say, yeah, you're just against the Second Amendment. And he didn't turn around and call her something and say, back off, so-and-so. You're a hack running for Congress. You know, he's a kid. He's 18. You know, he's not going to do that. I wouldn't have done that when I was 18. But this is the kind of thing she does. She's bad news. Very, very bad news. She also, when she ran for Congress, was QAnon. She ran, and some Republicans, very few, unfortunately, backed her primary opponent, who was a neurosurgeon. But he was mild-mannered and didn't talk trash like she did, and she won. And she's there. Well, this is inevitable. What do you do? Like, what would you do? You're in Congress and you walk down the hallway and there is Marjorie Taylor Greene walking towards you. Malevolent. She frankly looks kind of strange. She is malevolent. I'd walk by her. I mean, there's a woman named Cori Bush from St. Louis, won an upset victory in the Democratic primary. And she is on the far left of the party, close to the squad and so forth and some of these others. And Cori Bush, I don't know how this happens. I mean, somebody's got to show some common sense. Cori Bush's office is right next to Mistress Margie, the dominatrix, the she-wolf of the QAnon. Right. Okay. And that's a prescription for trouble. Cori Bush is not shy about expressing herself. You know, they would have been a lot better off putting, say, Ron Kind's office. And Ron Kind can't stand Mistress Margie, the dominatrix. But I mean, he can take care of himself. He was the quarterback he was a star quarterback, I think, in lacrosse high school, quarterback in college. He can take care of himself, and she and her goons aren't pushing him around. They're not pushing Cori Bush around either, but Cori Bush expresses a lot of things that sometimes a lot of people don't express, and they got into it in the hallway. I know there was a shouting match. I don't know if they were shoving. So Cori Bush is going to move her office. My advice would be, first of all, put Tom Tiffany next to her office. Tom Tiffany, when the vote came, he's the right-wing Republican from Hazelhurst who likes to poison water. Tom Tiffany, when he had to vote, there was a resolution to condemn QAnon. Okay, I mean, that's pretty straightforward. Why don't we condemn the Communist Party? Why don't we condemn jihad? Why don't we condemn Commie Ruskies and, you know, and now QAnon. Okay. And he voted against it. He voted against it. Gallagher up in Green Bay lay in the weeds. You could hear him rattling in the weeds. You know, he's coming across as a moderate. He didn't want to vote against it, but he couldn't bring himself to vote for condemning QAnon. Even the other Republicans in the state other than him and Tiffany voted to condemn it. So I think you stick Tiffany next to him on one side and Gallagher on the other side. Or, you know, there's some hardcore right-wing nuts. Put this guy Gates down at G-A-E-T-Z down in Florida, or put Gymnasium Jim G-Y-M Jordan, or, you know, Gosar or Gomer or some of these people. Put them all together. Put them in a nut job wing. But anyway, Cori Bush, poor Cori Bush had her, somebody, I don't know, whoever deals with offices, put them right next door to each other. And that was a bad idea. Speaking of right-wing nut jobs, let's go to Arizona. Okay. I like Arizona, by the way. Most of the people are not right-wing nut jobs. They're good people. It's a great state. I like the desert. I like cactus. I especially like Seguro cactus, the real big ones. They peter out as you go north to Flagstaff. So if you go out of Phoenix and go north, they can't, they need extreme heat and dryness. And as it gets a little cooler and a little less dry, you stop seeing them in the middle of the highway, but they're beautiful. It's a great state. But they have some Republicans down there who are flat out nuts. And in the legislature, you will not believe this, but I will report it to you. What they have done is they put in a bill that says when there's a presidential election, the state legislature, which is always Republican, it's very hard at that level to get any Democrats in there. The state legislature can overrule the election and appoint the electors themselves. This is coming out of Arizona right now, because this last time Biden won and the Republican legislature didn't like it. So this bill would say, next time we have an election, if somebody gets elected that the legislature doesn't like, the Arizona legislature can overrule it and appoint the electors, presumably from themselves. They'll just go there and they'll go Trump. They'll go Trump. That's exactly what they're saying. Now, this hits a much wider and a much more important problem, and that is this reference in the Constitution that the states decide how the electors are chosen. Look, this is the 21st century. We have an election. You know, it's subject to judicial review. You know, people can bring lawsuits and there's a lot of, but once a state speaks, it's got to be the citizens of that state that decide, not the legislature, not the Republican donors. These are gerrymandered legislatures. They're elected by Republican donors. And you can't let that kind of power extend to picking the president. That what they are proposing, I think, is unconstitutional, but it's never been held to be unconstitutional. That's the problem. William Rehnquist, a right-wing justice, in a footnote back in Gore v. Bush, when that lawsuit happened in the year 2000, has a footnote that says the states can decide how electors are selected. And Kavanaugh, one of Trump's appointees, has cited that footnote. I think that he's pro that kind of thought. It's a very, very sad and big deal. Keep that in mind, everybody listening. Don't get smug and think that just because there's an election that that's going to hold sway. What you could have next time is a crooked Secretary of State in one of these states, or a crooked commissioner who just says, I'm not certifying it, so there, and that's that. No, that's not that. We have got to be very clear about that. That is not that. Okay? Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.